Hi, this is Scott Peterson, Editorial Director of the Business Applications Group at TechTarget, and you're listening to part two of the podcast between Search CIO's news writer Nicole Laskowski and news writer Jack Vaughn of Search Data Management, who are both spending time recently at the Gartner Business Intelligence Conference and MDM Conference in Grapevine, Texas. And we spent the first part of this podcast discussing at great length the guru of analytics these days, Nate Silver, who was a keynoter there, and you should try to catch that out in part one. In part two, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the products and news that was announced, that were announced at these different conferences. And Jack, at the MDM conference, what were some of the highlights of the show that you wanted to point out for our listeners?
Well, one session and sort of meme that I found interesting, it had to do with the idea of business capabilities modeling. So what people are finding out is that the MDM master data management project can be long. It has trouble getting funded or keeping its funding and needs business buy-in. This is so true of so many projects, but for something that's going to be across the company, going for years, it's especially true. So business capability modeling is sort of an offshoot of a school of enterprise architecture. In many ways, it's not new. The Zachman framework goes back to the 1980s, and it talked about finding a format, finding a common language to speak with the business. Betsy Burton, a Gartner analyst, focused on people understanding how to couch your MDM quest in the terms of the business. And actually, in terms of people that I saw from Johnson & Johnson and Dell Computer, these were data managers within these companies. Actually, they were on the business side. The business has learned that data is an asset. Managing it, again, it has to be part of a strategy. That was a big takeaway.
Right. I think important for the coverage that we're seeing in all of our sites here at TechTarget is what's the business problem that needs to be solved by technology. No matter how techie we're getting, we still have to not forget that there's a business problem there that needs to be solved. And otherwise, it's just fun and games.
Well, I thought it was interesting that Jack brought up data as an asset. I thought I attended the BI portion of the summit, and that was a theme within my portion as well. In fact, there was a whole session devoted to informatics, which is, you know, how to actually put a number behind what your data is worth. It's definitely going to be something that we hear more and more about in the years to come. I'm not sure that they have figured out what the exact right model is.
Okay, that's very interesting. They do have abstract measurements for some things in balance sheets like brand and goodwill. I suppose they're apply the right model and everybody accepts what that is, you could put a value on your data as well.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a really intense process in order to do that. And like I said, I feel like coming out of that session, they don't have the right, figured out exactly what the right model is, and it'll probably, you know, change from company to company.
So at your conference, Nicole, what were some of the problems businesses were trying to solve with BI?
It kind of ran the gamut. We had case studies that were pretty basic, how to build good dashboards, to problems on how to take advantage of big data. There were a lot of strategic sessions, I think, as well. So a chief data officer, does your business need one? And what exactly that person does, what kind of role they play? That was a session that that I found to be kind of interesting as well. The other part of it, you know, there was a case study by Facebook on visualizing data, and I think that when you get into those big data discussions, data visualization is becoming a more and more prominent tool in kind of taking a look at big data and being able to consume it.
Jack, I was at a Salesforce.com customer event last Friday, and Mark Benioff, who's known for his grand statements, was saying that they're not just a CRM company anymore. They're not just a SaaS company anymore. They are a customer company. And he says every business should be a customer company. Is that something that's resonating with some of the users you talk to and some of the vendors you talk to at your conference? Are people really trying to hone in on getting to know that customer and how to get more value out of her or him?
Well, from a master data management point of view, the problem is they have so many views of every individual. I saw an eyeglass company that had been built by many mergers, and their customers are in Walmart, in optical labs, and they found they were, you know, their company, we had five or six salespeople going in and selling to them separately. It had been part of their strategy, and they're still trying to maintain that strategy, but they're trying to get one view of the person, in each case, the customer. Dell, again, an MDM story. They had tried MDM for years, hardly anyone used it. One day, somebody called in, wanted to buy a laptop for their daughter, put him on hold because they couldn't find his record. He was expecting to get the discount as a customer of Dell. Well, it turned out he was a $1 billion-a-year customer. And when they wouldn't give him the discount on the laptop, he was ready to take his business away. So again, the customer is king, but to get the view of that customer is a challenge for complex companies with many, many systems.
I think one of the themes that we heard at the BI Summit was transparency in analytics. And so there were a couple of case studies from companies that were doing what they were calling customer-facing analytics. They were basically taking the data to their customers, showing them the data in order for those customers to make better decisions. One was Novation, which is a medical supply company. They do contracting. And I guess, you know, in the sort of medical industry, the supply world and what medical supplies cost can change from one hospital to another. And so Novation has kind of created this way of keeping tabs on how those prices are changing from one hospital to another. And they're able to show their customers that information so that when their customers go and buy whatever medical supplies, spinach for the kitchen, they have they walk into that decision with really good data, usable data.
Okay, one last question for each of you. Recently in Boston, IBM was having a conference at Boston University talking about its ongoing Smart Cities initiative. You were both there. Can you give me your take on it, Nicole?
The talk that really piqued my interest was from the CIO from the city of Boston, Bill Oates, and he talked about their Citizens Connect app. It's a mobile application residents can download to their smartphones or tablets. They can report basically a work request, something like a street light is broken or a street needs to be plowed, something pretty basic like that. They can send a request in, and the city of Boston can then respond. And Bill Oates, one of the things he's working at, they're getting ready to sort of release their fourth version of this app. And in this latest version, it's very interesting. He's working hard on closing the communication loop between the resident and the actual worker. So in the past, those two were using separate applications to, you know, the resident to communicate with the city hall, and then the worker to get the actual work requests. And that's gonna change. They're gonna use the same application. It will be still called Citizens Connect. And so they'll be able to communicate directly with each other. And then as part of that, Bill Oates is introducing a kind of gamification element to the application as well. And this will give residents a chance to recognize the work that the city worker has done through a kind of electronic high five. I thought it was really interesting. You know, it seemed like a fresh take.
An electronic high five, what is that? You get a little badge or an icon or something?
Yeah, I didn't see any of the mock-ups. I imagine that it's something like a Facebook thumbs up, you know, something like a like.
Yeah, we both spoke with CIO Oates. The thing that interests me was a discussion of data.gov and the issue of trying to aggregate data from city to city. So that we would come immediately into the old issue of they have different formats. They have different ways of marking whether a restaurant is in code or not in terms of its health standards. There does seem to be a movement in part driven by the present administration executive in Washington to find common standards for sharing data across cities. So that's an ongoing battle. And one of course, interesting to us was that the CIO for the city of Boston, Mr. Oates. He works directly with the mayor. He answers to the more or less the CEOs.
Jack Vaughn, news writer for Search Data Management, and Nicole Laskowski, news writer for Search CIO. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, too.
All right, this is Scott Peterson, editorial director of the Business Applications Group at TechTarget. Thanks for listening.